Blog Talk Radio.
We got to make a family. And in order to make a family, we have to know and understand our role as man and our role as woman. And we cannot run away from the role that God and nature gave to us. God made man the producer. And the Quran says Allah made men the maintainers of women. Oh, wait a minute, America. I'm an independent black woman. I don't need no man to maintain me. I maintain myself. Yes, sister, you've had to do that. You've had to do that. And I'm not faulting you for doing that. You had to do it. Because we weren't on the job.
On another level. Another level. Nation Building Network proudly presents another Nation Building Network family broadcast.
But when a man is on the job, he does not give a woman a baby then send her out to work. Do you know rearing children and making them giants in the earth is a hell of a responsibility? 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 Responsibility?
Thank you for joining Strong Family, Strong Nation for another Blog Talk Radio program. Sit back, relax, and get ready to create a strong family and a strong nation.
If we as men and women of God, entrusted with the responsibility of the word of Quran, the word of the Bible, would teach the word, the people would rise. And there is no power on the earth or in the heaven above that could stop the people from rising if the knowledge were given to them that would produce their rise. That's why the scripture says, how can they know except they have a teacher? And how can they have a teacher except he be sent?
Assalamu alaikum, family. Welcome to another edition of Strong Family, Strong Nation. My name is Denise Renee Muhammad, and I am filling in while we have just a few technical difficulties. Our host, Brother Job, also known as Brother Bilal Muhammad, will be on with us in just a second. I do apologize for the technical difficulties, family. We will be on. We have another wonderful episode. Family, and thank you for bearing patiently with us through the technical difficulties. We do have our brother, Brother Job Muhammad, on the line. Brother Job, are you ready? Are you there, brother? Okay. Brother Job, are you there? Can you hear me? Okay, Sister Jade, I see Brother is back on the line. Can you unmute his line, please?
Assalamu alaikum, family. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Wa alaikum salam. Go ahead, Brother Joe. Take it away.
I'll pray this. Praise due to Allah. I apologize for the technical difficulty, but family, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to another Strong Family, Strong Nation blog talk show. Due to the nature of the Honorable Mrs. Farrakhan speaking at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, which is 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to just have a brief show tonight, and we will pick up on this same topic next Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, part two, because this is a subject we don't want to rush, but we also want to hear from our leader, teaching guide, the Honorable Ms. Louis Farrakhan. So let's go right into the show. The title of the show is, Will You Take On the Responsibility of Rearing Someone Else's Child or Marrying a Sister with Children? You know, and that goes for marrying a brother with children, too, because a lot of sisters don't want to deal with baby mama drama, as well as brothers don't want to deal with baby daddy drama. So it's a lot of brothers and sisters, you know, in the nation, or not even in the nation, in the church or wherever you go, being overlooked because they have children. But I want to say this, marrying a brother or sister with children isn't so much of the responsibility, because you're coming into a household where the mother or the father has already taken care of rearing their own children. Now you must come into the household not trying to be a tyrant, not trying to be an iron fist, but being someone that can help and assist in rearing his or her children. You know, because children are beautiful. When you marry a person with children, you're married into a village, because it takes a nation or a village to raise a child. Am I not right? So I don't look at, you know, it as a big responsibility. I look at it as a task that a man or woman that's more or less like defining who they are in their manhood or their godhood can take on that, because it doesn't mean that those children won't love you as much as they would love own father. But remember, a father is a person who furthers a person in life. Just because a child or sister or a woman has more than one child or more than one baby daddy, that doesn't mean that the child won't look at you as that role model or that father figure or that mother figure. Sometimes it takes a strong man, a strong woman to step in and fill that void in that child's life. Sister Denise, are you there?
Yes, sir.
And you have children, right?
Yes, I do.
Are you single, my sister, if you don't mind me asking?
Yes, sir, I am single with four children.
So if a brother married you with your children, and I know you, sister, I know your children are burdens. Actually, if a brother married you or any other sister or brother, you know, or sister with children, it'd be, to me, it's a blessing, sister, because now you're coming into all the different personalities, and it's helping you in your godhood. So, sister, please speak on, from a sister standpoint, on a brother taking on that responsibility.
Yes, a brother that's willing to take on that responsibility, from my standpoint, you know, is a blessing, because I know some may, you know, they may want a sister that doesn't have children and they want their own, you know, and everybody has a choice and that's fine. But when you come in, when you can step in and help to rear or help to guide a children from another person from a previous marriage, that, to me, that's beautiful, and it shows the heart of a person that's able to do that, because, it like, children are a blessing. And when you can come in and help that woman and help those children, you know, to get to where they need to be, I think that's a blessing.
You know, and that's beautiful you said that, because, you know, it's plenty of sisters that, and brothers that have, like, three-figure jobs, that's, you know, that's well off to be, but the only thing missing is the household is that balance, you know, because
right.
I've seen plenty of sisters, plenty of brothers whose children has gone on to college, has become very successful in single-parent households, but throughout that whole ordeal, that balance just was never there, because all children want that love from a mother and a father. And I've seen children that gravitate towards that new person in that mother's life because the father isn't doing what he's supposed to be doing. So that child gravitates towards the mother's new husband and vice versa. So I look at it, that as a beautiful thing, as an opportunity to have my own, you know, village, my own army, because now you are playing a very important role in building an army for God. Am I not right, sis?
Yes, sir, you're absolutely right. And when you said about balance, you know, children need a mother and a father. That imbalance, it creates all, you know, other problems in the house, in a single parent household, because the boys, they need a positive male figure in their lives as well as their mother, and vice versa with the girls. They also need that male figure, so bringing that balance is very, very important.
Yes, ma'am. So what advice would you offer to any sister that may, you know, bring another man into the household with the children if, you know, the baby's fathers are still around and they're causing drama? Because I know it's some men that do cause that drama, that don't want no other man around their children, but yet they're not stepping up to the plate. So do you have any advice?
The only advice that I can give is for us to listen to what our minister told us and to be very careful of who you bring in your home around your daughters. You know, we have to really, really follow the courtship procedure, ask those questions, those hard questions, speak to the previous, you know, wives, or if there's a previous wife, speak to them as well, because we living in a time, we just have to be on alert and, you know, taking charge of our post, and we have to be very, very careful. That's the only advice I can give, is what the minister has given us.
Well, no, I'm going to give a scenario, Sister Niece, and I want you, by the word of Allah, just to see how would you play this. Sister, I don't want no man around my children. I don't care. This man is a godly man, wear a suit and bow tie 24 hours a day and sleep in a suit and bow tie. You ain't bringing no other man around my children. I don't care if me and you is married. I guess you're going to be single for the rest of your damn life, because you ain't bringing no man in that household around my children.
And who is this speaking? The other spouse saying? I mean,
That's the baby daddy. The baby daddy drama.
Now, that's ridiculous, number one. I mean, if we're divorced, then that's just a ridiculous mindset. I mean, because that sister is not going to be single for the rest of her life. That's ridiculous.
Well, sister, I'll tell you what, if you want to get married, you want to be with another man, just give me my children, because ain't no other man coming around my children. You know, it's sisters out there in the streets, sis, that's being forced to make a decision as far as a spouse or their children. That's why a lot of them are still single, because they don't want to have to deal with that baby daddy drama. And it's a lot of brothers single because they don't want to have to deal with the drama of the baby's mamas coming around, interfering in their household. And that's happening. That's a real fact. You know,
wow.
I'm paying you child support. I'm doing it, doing that, and third. You're going to bring another nigga, another man around my child. Girl, you got to be out your mind. But yet, I don't want you.
Yeah, that mindset right there, that doesn't make any sense to me.
And it doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's going on, and it's reality, you know. And that mindset is what we have to tap into, because talking to that righteous mindset, that's all well and dandy, but talking to that man that, you know what I'm saying, that's more or less like, if I can't have you, can't no other man have you either, you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
So,
wow.
No, go ahead, sis.
No, I'm just thinking about that mindset. Like, how can you be like that? You don't want me, but you don't want anybody else to have me or to be around the children. I can't even formulate the words. That just don't make any sense. That's not rational.
No. But see, some men, they call it as I'm protecting my children. Or some women saying that I want to know who's around my children. I want to be involved, which is okay. That's fine. You want to be involved. But outright trying to cause drama, trying to be there every step of the way, that's not possible. You know, but it's a lot of brothers and sisters that's being, I don't want to use no foul words, but just being outright nasty and dirty because misery loves company, basically. And you would use your own child to control the other spouse. You know, so that's a strong responsibility for anybody to have to take on. So that's why it's a lot of brothers and it's a lot of sisters that shine away from those with children. But now let me flip it. Let's go to another scenario. Man, look, this sister here, she ain't got no choice. You know what I'm saying? So she got all these baby daddies. She got all this shit going on, too. Man, I ain't got to bring a whole lot to the table. Shoot, she going to take whatever man to come along because she know ain't no man going to want her with all them babies. You know, Sister Denise, I know you heard that before. Brothers thinking they can just play on a sister, or sister thinking, you know what I'm saying, that hell, I ain't gonna get no man anywhere. I'm gonna take the first thing to come along. Shoot, I got all these babies. What else am I gonna do? Girl, he ain't gotta have a lot. All he gotta do is just bring something to the table. You know what I'm saying, sis?
Yes, sir. I definitely understand that mindset, but as women, and as we're being taught in our classes, that we really have to seek refuge in Allah and know that, you know, no, Allah has somebody specially made for each one of us. And we have to really believe that and know that and not just settle because some man is telling you nobody. That's mind games. Those mind games that people play with you. And if you're not, you know, rooted and grounded, you will, lower your standards to believe that. But we have to know our worth and know who we are as women. And we don't have to just settle for anything that somebody says, you know, that we do.
And it might be that. Go ahead.
I believe we have a caller in. Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, ma'am.
Okay. No, I thought we had a caller in queue. But there is it. Okay. You can go ahead.
But I say it to you like this. You know, you probably got that one sister sitting on the phone talking about, I don't know who the hell she think he talking to. Ain't no man just going to fall out the sky. Ain't no guy, you know, got no man for me. I got all these babies in the house. I got four different baby daddies and everything. Like, I'm going to take the next man to come along. Girl, I don't care what you say. I don't care what your God say. Nothing. I'm tired of being lonely. I'm tired of going to bed. And I'm tired of dealing with these children all by myself. I need some help.
Okay, then you're going to get what you settle for. If you settle for that and believe that, that's disempowered thinking. And if you just, okay, I'm going to just go with this man because I have all these children, then don't complain when hell comes into your life again.
But I already got hell. I got all these children by myself. I already got hell. I need some help. You ain't the one living in this household with me. I need help.
Right, I understand that you need help, but our help comes from the Lord, our God. And if you bear patiently, get yourself together, and you will attract the right person to come along into your life and help you as well as you helping them, and you can build the kingdom of God. That's what we're striving to do.
And you know, beautiful. You know, it's beautiful you saying that, you know, how our minds work. You know, we'll say, I want God, I want heaven on earth, but then when that bed starts talking to us, we go to come home by ourselves, go to bed by ourselves, wake up by ourselves, and then we're looking at all these children running around, these boys getting on us, these girls, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing and stuff, and the walls just start closing in, you know. You don't want to walk, run out in the streets and people see you out having a nightlife. So now, you know what I'm saying, you're trying to figure out how to have an inside life by bringing any man into your house. You know, so me personally, again, I don't see children as a curse. I see them as a blessing, but it's a lot of seeing their own children as a burden, or why I can't get a man, or why I can't get a wife because I got all these children. But yet, if you use your children or make your children a burden, they like, again, you're going to get exactly what you're looking for, a burden out of your children. But if you look at your children as being a blessing from God, because he's the one to say being it is in your womb. No, he's the one to determine that you have a girl or a boy, or if you're going to give life to that seed within you. So, no, it's not a burden. It's a blessing. And as long as you look at it as being a burden, then you will be burdened down with the trials and tribulations that come with motherhood or fatherhood. Am I not right, sis?
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. And we have a caller in queue. So bring the caller on so we can get his or her question answered.
Sister Jay?
We have area code 210, last four digits 6859.
Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum Salaam, family. You online? How are you, soldier?
I'm blessed and by God's grace. But no, I had to put in my two cents on that. As far as me myself, I have four wonderful, beautiful blessings: two boys and two girls that live with me, and I have been a single father for at least some time. But I even in my rising or me going through the nation, and I've heard certain I guess you would say just opinions about me and having so many children. Even one sister even telling me, oh, you have too many kids. I wouldn't be able to talk to anybody, to anyone like that. Just because, and she just found out that I have four children. She didn't know that I was just from two separate mothers, and I have full soul custody. And how would you say that if I were to approach someone and let them know, or just go straight through the courtship manual and just go step by step?
Oh, dear brother, you there?
Okay, yes, sir.
You know, it's a lot of brothers and sisters that feel as though that they have to rush and snatch the first sister, first brother to come along, you know, with children, because they have children, and they feel as though going outside the laws or the restricted laws will help them have better productivity in their household, and they get the total opposite. And by you, dear brother, going through the courtship manual step by step, dear brother, you know, that's going to be a blessing in itself, because now you have a chance for the sister to meet your beautiful children and see the wonderful job you're doing. But if you go outside of the laws of Islam and want to be rebellious, then you don't know who you're going to bring around your children. Do you have a girl, son, or sir?
Yes, I have two boys and two girls.
And see, some women, you know, and I've heard this, they become jealous of their own daughters. So if you give your daughter that love and affection, you need to know who you bringing around, where she won't be jealous of your daughter. So go through the process there, brother. I know Allah has helped for you because you took the first step, you know, by wanting to go through the courtship process, soldier.
Okay, you said it. Yeah, because definitely, as far as my eldest daughter, she has never had a mother figure, and as far as seeing God and woman herself as a seeing an MGT around, she was kind of pulled to the mighty MGT, but at the same time she was like, "What's my daddy doing? What's why is he always doing around the nation? What's going on?" Because me being new to the nation, doing and what I do, and always keeping productive and working and studying, it feels to her like I'm kind of getting pulled away a little bit. And it's definitely, we're going to have bumps in roads, and my daughter definitely learned that I want to have my Mighty MGT to make and help and build me. But definitely, inshallah, that time will come.
Well, dear brother, I'm going to say this to you, dear brother. You know, your first to your daughter, she has a nation full of mothers, you know, of sisters and aunties that will love and adore her. And for you, my dear brother, your future wife could be listening to you talk right now, dear brother, because, you know, I'm hearing a strong soldier. You know, you got four and you're doing it yourself, and you got your daughter in the MGT class. Your daughter could be, you know what I'm saying, doing anything. Your daughter could be being entertained by the devil box, but yet your daughter's being entertained by God's women. So, you know, dear brother, you're doing it, and you own it, soldier, and I salute you, man. I salute the God in you, soldier.
Praise be to God. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you, dear brother. Keep listening, soldier.
Yes, sir.
And what's your name, sir? You don't mind me asking?
Brother Jesse, yes, San Antonio.
All right, well, praise be to Allah. Hey, y'all just heard him now. Brother Jeffrey out of San Antonio, he put himself out there now. Hey, I know one brother that want to be in court, want to be married. Brother Jeffrey out of San Antonio. Top soldier. And so, Denise, what you got to say to this brother?
Yes, sir. I can definitely understand what he's saying and, you know, about his daughter. And just, I would suggest, do you take her out to the meetings, Brother Jesse?
Yes, ma'am, I do. She does. She's been kind of going back and forth with the NUI classes, but I do have to go to Austin for her to attend those classes. But
yes.
Definitely go to a Sunday meeting, and I do take my boy to FOI class.
Yes, sir. Well, that's good. Praise be to Allah. I think just with her being, you know, being more around, around the sisters and around other girls her age, she will, you know, come around and see that, you know, you're striving to, you know, provide what your children need and give them that foundation. So I think she would come around. It's just, she's used to having daddy all to herself right now.
My eldest, she will be 13 this year, and my youngest, she's 2.5. So my 2.5-year-old, she loves all the sisters, and they all know her, and she definitely gives all the love, and she gets all the love that she whatever it wants. But definitely my older one, she's changing in so many ways, body, mind, physically, everything, and it is a little bit difficult at times, but yeah, those are just, I guess, growing pains.
Yes.
I'm going to say it to you like this. Here, this brother already put it out there. Brother Jesse of San Antonio, he in that Southwest region. If his wife is listening anywhere, y'all need to be ready for this brother to put in his courtship papers. It's about to be on and popping in the Southwest region. Yes. Yes, sir, but just keep your head up, dear brother. Get a family in the believers of San Antonio. My greetings, dear brother. And, again, stay on, brother, because we're going to finish this show up at 8 o'clock, but we're going to come back next week with part two. All right, soldier?
Yes, sir.
Oh, praise the dude to Allah. Man, that's a beautiful brother, you know, and I'm proud to be a brother in the Nation of Islam, to be around FOI that's taking charge of their post and all temple property of view, that's taking charge of rearing their children by themselves. I know it's not an easy task of trying to give the daughters good guidance, because through the womb of our daughters we live on, and through the womb of our daughters our whole nation can give birth, can come through. So, I mean, it's beautiful. Especially being that role model to your daughter, and your daughter saying, that's who I want my husband to be like, my father. You know, our sons, you know, they're seeing how we treat women. They're seeing how we get up and go to work, come home, cook food. Sometimes you might even have to comb your daughter's hair, and your sons are seeing it. So they're seeing what a father do. Anybody can be a daddy, but a father is somebody that furthers that child, that feeds, clothes, and shelters. Man. So, Denise, you have anything you want to weigh in? Because that brother really got me feeling good right now.
Yes, sir. One thing I would like to ask you, Brother Joe, what do you think about, say, a brother like Brother Jesse? He has four children, and a sister might have three, four, five children. How would a brother feel about going into courtship with a sister that has as many children as he has?
Well, okay, you know, and I don't need nobody reporting me to the minister or saying don't quit my day job, but here's a story of a man named Brady, you know what I'm saying? The Brady bunch or the Muhammad bunch. So my thing is, hey, one big happy family. Oh, what's that other show called Eight is Enough? So look, man, look. Hey, all I can do is, so Denise, what city you say you in?
I'm in Houston.
In Houston, Texas, you single?
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah. All I can do is say is, hey, bringing two families together is bringing two villages together. That's what I want to say. It's all good in the hood. Bringing families together, that's what the nation is all about. The foundation of the Nation of Islam is families. Mr. Farrakhan has said it may come a time when two or three families may have to live together.
That is so true.
So why not live together as husband and wife?
Yes,
sir. No, that's building your own fortress. That's having your soldiers. That's having your cooks, your doctors, your lawyers, all in one household.
Right.
You know, I married a sister. My first marriage, I married a sister with six children, with six. I didn't think twice about it. You know, that wasn't a burden to me. To me, that was like more or less like, you know, a big task that I was ready for. Because what it did, it made me become a better man. It showed me my potential of being a god or what I can do.
Right.
If you second guess yourself as a man or as a god, yeah, then it becomes a burden. But if you say I'm God, man, God gonna make this happen.
Yes, sir.
Any more questions for me, Sister Denise?
Yes, sir. What about discipline? Discipline with a blended family. How did you handle it, or how would you handle that?
Discipline with a blended family. You know, it says walk. Our general order speak about walk your post in a perfect manner, keeping always on alert. Right.
Right.
It really, it says walk my post in a perfect manner, keeping always on alert. So let me say this: you can't go into a marriage with an iron fist. You can't go into the marriage being a tyrant. You got to sit back, you know, and basically I'm going to use a war tactic. You got to go, you got to survey the land. You got to learn, you know, your terrain. You got to study your soldiers. And then you will know what personalities go with each child. But you don't want to be found favoritism far as I'm spanking your children, but I'm sparing a rod of mine. No. You know, if you're going to discipline, you discipline equal across the board. We want justice, justified equally to all, regardless of what creed, class, or color. So if you saying I do, and I'm your husband, and you're my wife, that means that we're going to discipline equally according to our understanding, our teachings. But do the man discipline the girls? No. Why? Because we don't want to get in the habit of beating our girls or let alone somebody else's child. Because, again, it goes back to that baby daddy or baby mother not liking that. So allow, you know what I'm saying, allow your spouse to deal with her girls or his girls. Am I saying let them run over you? No. Am I saying don't discipline them? No. I'm saying you got to put a balance in how you discipline. Does that make sense, Denise?
Yes, sir. That absolutely does make sense. And I'm glad you talked about the part about the brothers not disciplining or spanking the girls. Because that is something that happens. And why are we taught that, Brother Bilal? For the brothers not to spank the girls.
Because the girls may get into the habit of thinking that it's all right for a man to beat them. And so they could be in a relationship that's abusive and they won't say anything. They'll think that's the norm of the day. And then, you know, you don't want to get in the habit of, you know, we don't spank the girls because now, you know, you may end up bruising a girl. You may end up bruising some body part. Women have vital parts, you know what I'm saying, on their bodies that men really don't know about. That's why it's best for a woman to spank the girl. And we don't want to we don't want them thinking that's the norm of the day. A spanking or beating is still physical abuse.
Wow. Yes, sir.
You know, Sister Denise, let me ask you a question then. How do you discipline your boys? How do you spank your sons?
Well, now they're at the age. My youngest son just turned 12. And my oldest is 20, so they're past that. But when they were coming up, you know, I would spank them even they got out of line, you know. And my ex-husband, he would also when I was married at the time.
Sister Denise, you're breaking up, but yes, ma'am. But I would say this, you know, for all sisters that discipline their male children, discipline them in a manner to where they still are saving face, because you don't want to basically demeanor your boys. You don't want to do that, you know, because they're going to be your protectors down the line. They're going to be protectors of their wife and children down the line. So we want to be careful how we deal with our children. You know, as Brother Wesley was speaking about today, the attack on the black male femininity. The feminization of the black male. Now, so we got to just be careful. All right?
So how do you go about doing that without making them feel, you know, what you just said, you know, how do we have them to save face and discipline them at the same time?
You talk to them. You know, there's a lot of parents that every time their child do something wrong, they want to pick up a belt. You don't have to do that. You know, you can talk to them. Yeah, sometimes you have to pick up the belt. But talking, taking things from them, that's discipline too.
Right, right.
Because how many of you could say that's online listening right now that then got they backside tore up by their mama and daddy and say, I would never do that again, but did it again?
Yes, sir.
You know, because I know me coming up, oh, Lord, you know, I got my back tore up many times and said I would never do it again. And the next 15, 20 minutes, I did it again.
Yes, sir.
But now when you go to taking my phone, you go to taking my TV privilege, you go to taking this, tell me I can't go there, can't go here, can't go there. And that affects me even more. Now, that affects me worse than whooping. I'd rather for you to whoop me now.
So you'd rather take something away that they love. Yes, sir. I understand what you're saying.
You know, you talk to them. If you have to spank them, talk to them. I'm going to spank you now versus that policeman spanking you with that billy club or somebody spanking you in prison or in jail. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I believe we have a caller in queue. I think Brother Jesse is still on. Brother Jesse, would you like to weigh in on this, on the discipline of blended families?
As far as discipline, it's, I would think, or I would say that we would, me and my courtship, we would have to discuss it to the fullest as far as what's going on, because different people have different views on it. Right. Necessarily with me, I don't rear my children in that manner, but yet there's other ways of disciplining them. And it's something that has to be, we sit down and talked about, because especially like with me, I'm dealing with four different personalities, entities that think all differently. And maybe the my future MGT will have either her own or one, two, three, or four. I don't know, but that's something that we would have to sit down and break it down and fully both understand, okay, how do we feel about this? How do we feel about that? How do we feel about taking phones away, privileges away, and so forth? Definitely, it's something we have to both agree upon and sit down and talk about.
Yeah, sorry, brother. And you said it again, and I've been listening to your words, brother. You said it again that you will take a sister with children. So, dear brother, I say this to you again. I salute you, dear brother, because you already got four, but you said, you didn't say I take on a sister with a child. You said I take on a sister with children. You know, those are two different words, dear brother. And again, I have to salute you, brother, because you, to me, you're actually, you know, saying being is that I'm a God, that I'm not insecure of my godhood or my godship, that I can do this. I take on a sister with 1,000 children. Now, I'm exaggerating. If you take on a sister with 1,000 children, shoot, brother, hey, I need to know what you're doing.
Nah, brother, that's just me. Like, me, myself, I did have brothers and sisters, but thing is, I saw everything that my father did, and I did not want to be nothing like that. And that's what brought me a lot to the teaching. And even from in high school myself, I did want like 10 children. But that was just me, though. But now with the teaching, now with everything that's going on, any sister that's willing to take care of my own, I want to take care of hers as well. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're building a nation. We're raising these young gods. So with cultivating their minds, either with their fathers in or not in the nation, we still have to be that man, that God that's been instilled in us and what we learn about and then project it onto them.
Yeah, so we're gonna do a segue of Mr. Farrakhan, the role of a father, sir, and we'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
So, Jay.
So mighty in helping to build a nation that really we could talk all year on Father and never give him enough. But time will not permit us to do that. We want to look at the position of Father and how that position has been undermined in America. And what is the result of the undermining of Father? As we have said, a father is the head or the king or the authority of his household. Or he should be. by nature, by divine right. He is this. Circumstances have made him other than this. But a father is absolutely God's representative to his family. This is what he should be. The children would like to know what God looks like. The children would like to know how God acts. The children would like to know how God thinks. The children would like to know how God judges affairs. The children would like to know how does God use his power. A father is a miniature maker. We don't say creator, because the essence of what he used is to make a family is already there. So he can properly be called a maker or a fashioner. And by fashioning a family, he becomes the owner of what he fashions. And his name is carried by his wife and by his children as a sign that he is the owner or possessor of authority and power over them by the will, power, and permission of Almighty God Allah. A father should look at his role in the house as sacred. A father should see himself in a divine line. Almighty God Allah first, the modern day messenger through whom Allah is communicating his wisdom second, and that father is the third in line of authority as far as his household is concerned. So the father should line himself up with the will of God so that his household be a small representation of how Allah rules the large universe. The father doesn't initiate a new law. He rules his house according to the divine law. And he makes rules according to the conditions. And by the power of his position, he forces others in his home to obey his rules and to submit to the divine law of God that governs his home. By dispensing justice and mercy, by providing for his children and his wife, by teaching his wife and his children, by going forth and building for their security and their future, he gives his children and his wife respect for God. A father is he who teaches the respect of God. A father is he who creates and makes belief in God. For if the father is a cheap, no good, unjust, lazy, thoughtless, non-productive man, how then can a woman respect the teaching that God is a man and you are a man and are making a drag of?
All praises due to Allah. Welcome back. We're about to close out this family so we can go tune in to hear our beloved minister, Louis Farrakhan. So Denise, can you give them the information where they can tune in to hear our minister?
Let me hold up 1 second. just had it up. Okay. It's Power 92 Chicago, Raw TV radio show.
Power 92 Chicago, FM Raw TV radio show. So, family, please, as soon as this show ends at 8 p.m., tune in to the hear the Honorable Ms. Louis Farrakhan. And remember, family, one nation, one God. Strong family, strong nation. Come back next week for part two. We can go even deeper into this subject. Will you take on the role of rearing someone else's child? Will you marry a sister with children? Brother Jesse, I got your information. I will be reaching out to you. Sister Denise, I thank you so much. Sister DeJade, I thank you so much. Sister Winfred, I thank you so much. Sister Risha, Sister DeJade, I love you all and thank you. And to all of my children, Adora, Adia, Makia, Adon, I love you all. Y'all are a blessing to me. Sister DeJade, will you close it out, please?
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam. Blog Talk Show. Thank you for listening. I've been your host, Brother Joe Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum, family. Tune in to hear the most honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Power FM. Assalamu alaikum.